Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me this morning. It's a pleasure to be part of your day. I'm broadcasting from our nation's capital in beautiful downtown Washington, D.C., from the Heritage Foundation. The great folks over here at the Heritage Foundation, Joe Doherty, and has done a great job of making sure that I had what I needed today. And these are great folks over here. And you're going to be hearing from a different member of their organization the next 3 days. First up is Ray Hederman. He's going to be with us in the next hour. Looking forward to getting Ray on the show for the first time. Elise Benin is our guest. She's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and we couldn't do without her. She's the lady who makes sure, she's one of our top people who makes sure that we put our best foot forward online. Elise Benin is the author of a number of books, including the brand new, beautiful book called Designing Websites for Every Audience. Elise, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
I like your book more and more.
Why is that?
Well, it's another beautiful book. That's two in a row that you produced that are coffee table books that people could actually use.
Yeah.
There really are. And folks, I just encourage you to go check them out and as to offer. I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you are just even the least bit technically inclined. You'll really get a kick out of especially the last one, Designing Websites for Every Audience. Elise, what are some things that you'd like to talk to us today about using our websites?
Well, I know you hadn't really planned this, but I'm on the Small Business Advocate site at the moment.
You're going to do this to me, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm actually, I think it looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's really good from a usability point of view.
Thank you. I was cringing for a minute there because see, Elise, folks, Elise is like the world's expert on this sort of thing.
No, I'm not.
And we've got a brand new website up here that many of you have seen, jbsba.com. And I really wanted to make sure that it was usable, Elise. We wanted to make sure that, and folks, I'm not saying you should use mine as an example, but there are some things that, and I didn't know you were going to talk about that, but there are some things that at least you can tell us that will help us improve the way our website navigates for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can use it as an example of what to do. And just as something to look at in terms of what the different options are, because the thing that strikes me the most when I look at your site is how much you're trying to accomplish on the homepage. And that's a place where people do try to do a lot of different things. And what's interesting to me about what you've done here is that you have so much information here available, but it doesn't really look that cluttered. And
not that cluttered, folks. I'm sure you got that. Go ahead.
and it's easy to find the main things that a person would want to find on this site. So, for example, I noticed that when it started to download, the Listen Now graphic was the first thing that appeared.
Well, you know what one of my pet peeves is?
What?
I can't stand to go to a site where they sell socks or bagels or whatever. And they want you to buy their stuff online. They want you to, this is the most important thing to them online, but you can't find how to do it without really searching around.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes no sense to me at all. And so right there on the homepage, my homepage, there are three places that you can click to that says Listen Now.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure. I mean, you know, obviously our lead product is our audio. We have three different ways you can listen, but the thing is, and folks, please, this segment isn't meant to be all about
commercial.
Me. No, it really isn't. But there are some things that I went through this. What you can do is you can sort of go through what I went through as my organization, as we were developing this site. I just wanted to make sure, at least, that the main thing that we do, people could find quickly.
And but my question to you is this the main thing people do, or is it the main thing you want them to do?
Well, both. Now, I will tell you, though, it's what is interesting about this site, and folks, these are things that I'm learning about, I've learned about my site over the years. They also, the most clicks on my site are the articles.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why, here's an interesting point, Elise. Even though that's the most clicks, that doesn't mean that's what's used the most, because if you want to listen, you don't have to click a lot. See
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about usability, how to make sure your website is doing what you want it to do, or what you wanted it to do, but mostly what your customers want, your visitors. 22. We'll be right back with Elise Bennett. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Elise Bennett is our guest. Her new book is called Designing Websites for Every Audience. And let me spell her last name, ladies and gentlemen, so that when you're looking for her in your bookstore and you're asking where her books are, or you're typing it into the search engines online, the last name is spelled B-E-N-U-N, Bennett. And the first name has one L, Elise, just like you would think, with one L, and I-L, by the way, B-E-N-U-N. Check that out. Also, Elise, why don't you go ahead and give us your website now?
.com.
Say that again. We missed that last part.
www.artofselfpromotion.com, all one word.
Artofselfpromotion.com. And they can find some pretty good usability tips there, can't they?
Mm-hmm. There's actually a usability checklist there also.
Good. Elise, one of the things that you find when you're developing websites, especially once you get into it a little bit, the one I have right now is my fourth one in 6 years. And it's the one that I'm the most proud of, because it's doing some of the things that I wanted it to do, that I thought people would want it to do, and that people told me that they would want. And that's an important thing, isn't it, to find out what your customer, as much as you can, what are the people who use what you have to offer, what do they say about it, and what do they want?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's difficult. I mean, it's kind of related to what we were talking about just before the break, because there definitely has to be an overlap, a balance of your priorities as a business owner and the user's priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as you say, a lot of people click on the articles, that makes sense to me, because a lot of people are out there on the web looking for information, and if they find your site, they may not be in the mood to listen now, but that's what you want them to do.
Right.
So you're making that prominent. But you also have to make the information prominent if that's something that's also important. So I think it's important to balance those two things.
Well, what we've done is, you'll notice there in the middle on the front page, that section, I wanted that to be sort of like the front page of a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are about 16 or 18 areas there where there are a couple of dozen articles behind those, and they change every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't have to go very far. They don't have to go into the archives to find articles. Those are current ones, but then they can go and find the other articles. But here's the other thing that happens on this site, and this is just a little bit of particular to us. People read articles while they're listening.
Really?
They'll turn on the replay or the live button, and there also are archives that are connected to articles. See
that's
what
a
I
little
mean?
Scary, I think, Jim.
Well, they do, and so anyway, that's one of the reasons why it doesn't concern me the thing that people use the most in terms of individual selections are the articles. But
mm-hmm.
as I say, with the listening, they don't have to click around as much, except for the archives. But the main thing is, to me, Elise, is whatever it is that you sell. And of course, we don't sell this. This is all free on our site. But so to speak, whatever is the most prominent thing in your business, make sure it's easy for people to get to and it's easy for them to navigate with.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'm curious about these buttons on the right also. Like, do you know how many people click on those?
Well, as you know, this site's pretty new. It's
mm-hmm.
only been up a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just now getting that information. But in the other, those links in the other, on the other site were pretty well used.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a lot more prominent than they were on the other site.
Mm-hmm.
On the other site. So,
I think that what you said at the beginning is an important point about this whole process, which is making it possible for people to enter into the site and different elements of the site in more than one way.
Mm-hmm.
So that if, and especially for the activities, you want them to do more, which is listening. So there are three ways to get to listening. But I also noticed that, you know, on the front page you have a list of the different kinds of articles that are kind of uncategorized. And then on the left-hand margin you have, I'm sure, those same articles but categorized in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So that if someone knows they're coming looking for articles, then all they have to do is find that word article.
Mm-hmm.
And get in, or if they're looking for a particular topic, they can find it on the homepage too. So I think that works.
Well, there are about four or five different things, and this might be something for you to think about, folks, for yourself. There are about four or five different ways that you can find information on this site. You can on the front page, that's the current stuff, and that's pretty easy to see. Then, as you say, the articles archives are there, and it just says articles, and so that's pretty intuitive. But then there are what we call the suites, and those are about a half a dozen, six or seven or so categories of typical things that people would come to the site looking for. And so maybe, at least for our audience, on their site, maybe if they sell avocados, you know, there would be a link to buy fruit and a link to, you know, a dip,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it might be. But the thing is have something on your site in multiple ways, because, you know, people think about things differently, don't they?
Right.
And you know, maybe somebody coming in wouldn't want just avocados. Maybe they'd want the dip
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so I don't know. What do you think? I think it's good to have multiple options and sort of spelled out differently.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get off my site and talk about your site some more right after these messages. We're talking about usability with our good friend Elise Bennett. She's the author of the new book, Designing Websites for Every Audience. And her website is artofselfpromotion.com. Tim Terrell, stay with us.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
Back at 7 till. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's great to be with you today. Thanks for hanging around. And our nation's capital, broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation. And my next guest, Ray Hedeman, has just walked in. He's going to, you and I are going to talk about some things in a little bit. But we're still visiting with our good friend Elise Bennett. And she and I are talking about usability, how to use your website to make sure that you're getting the most out of it. And Elise, what are some... Give us some other tips that we can use that will help people use their website better.
Well, I mean, I know you wanted to get off your site, but I had one other comment to make, actually.
Okay.
And that has to do with the size of the type.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it depends on who your users are, but I would say that in general... one thing that most people don't know is that they can control the size of the type on their screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people have it set at whatever the default is or whatever it was set at by someone else. But when you're on someone else's website, unless they have taken the step to control the size of the type, and yours does on your homepage,
mm-hmm.
then they can change it, make it bigger or make it smaller, depending on what they want to see. And I actually think yours is a little too small.
Right. Do we need to get you some glasses,
Elise?
I, I'm making a note here. We're going to send you up a prescription for some glasses. I'm a lot older than you, Elise. I can see these just fine. Well, you know, seriously though, you know, do you think most people have their monitor set at the high resolutions at like what is it in the 1200 range?
No, actually,
most of them are in the 800 by 600. Don't you?
That's where most people still are.
See, and I think that's a mistake, folks. Make your screen smaller. I mean, I've got mine set as high. I want as much information on my screen as possible.
Right. Well, there's that, but there's also how you know what size the type is.
Yeah.
That's different.
But see, if the type is big and everybody's set at 800 by 600.
Yeah, then you can't see anything.
Then you only got like three letters on your whole screen.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So that's kind of what we were trying to do here, and. But, you know, Elise, you're the only one who's complained about the size of my letters.
And I'm not complaining.
Well, sounds like a complaint to me. We're going to get you some glasses. See, folks, I'm not the least bit sensitive about my own website.
But there's one other thing, and that is that you were just telling me during the break which of the elements are changing every day or every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's no way for someone coming to the homepage to know that. So that if I've already looked at the Motivational Minute, then why would I look at it again?
Because at the top of there, it says this feature changes every day.
Where does it say that?
Look, go to Motivational Minute.
No, I know, but I don't see that on the homepage.
Well, look up on the top right, and it says how to use this site.
Uh-huh.
And that tells you up there.
Well, that's actually a very interesting feature that I think is great to have and important. And it comes up as a pop-up window.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, see, the reason I did that, I mean, you can't explain how every little wrinkle in your homepage works with a little detail. I mean, my God, how big would it be after you did it? So we put how to use this, and folks, that might be something for you to think about, depending on how complicated. This is a pretty complicated site. It's easy to use, but there's a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we put the how to use this site, and if you want to, it doesn't take long. It takes about a minute and a half. You can read the whole thing. And it sort of orients you around everything, and of course, but then seriously, the Motivational Minute piece. If you go there, it says under the head, under the title, it says that this feature
mm-hmm.
changes every day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd like to see something if it changes on a regular basis, and it's not the only thing that does. Maybe there's something you can have on the homepage to indicate which things change on a regular basis.
This is really painful, folks. She's just eviscerating me.
Next time we're going to use my site
example. I'm teasing. Well, what about the photograph? You haven't said anything about the photograph.
It's beautiful. I said earlier, it's not what I think you look like.
I'm somewhere between Woody Allen and Tom Selleck, folks. I'm not sure. I'm not sure on which end of the scale I am there, but somewhere in the middle there, somewhere.
No, actually, I think it's great to have your picture there because
That wasn't my idea, by the way.
It wasn't?
No, somebody else made me do that.
I think it's a great idea because it makes it a lot more personal. And, I mean, one of the things that's important, especially...
At least we got to wrap it up.
I just want to say it's important to bring your personality through your site.
I think so, too. But no grandchildren, right?
No.
Thanks, Elise. Good job.
No
today.
Job.
We'll see you next time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.